Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We bring it back live after a good solid half hour or so out at Oracle Park for the Rafael Devers introductory press conference, which included a large cast all the way up from Greg Johnson of Ownership, the execs of Buster Posey, Zach Manassian, and Bob Melvin, as far as the baseball staff, all narrated and kind of run by Dave Fleming. Cool event, and I'd say the newsy stuff that comes out of it that a lot of people have been waiting for. First of all, his position tonight will be designated hitter, but his position going forward will be some sort of a combo of first base and designated hitter. They will start working with him immediately on first base. You notice that there was no mention of third base at any point, and if you're not going to put him at third base now, you're never going to put him at third base because Matt Chapman is hurt and Chappie's coming back. So that gives us a little window into how the Giants see him, first base, and DH. We did not get the answer of, like, what does that mean for Wilmer Flores tonight and into the future? So we'll see. We'll wait for the full lineup tonight to see if he's in the lineup at all. But Devers will be the DH tonight. He will bat third. And then the other headline is clearly Rafi Devers has walked in here and said, I will do absolutely whatever this team wants me to do. No questions asked, period. Let's play ball.
Yeah, I'll hit wherever you need me to hit. And, you know, the baseball is the baseball. And I love that, too, because, right. Yeah, this park can be tough to hit in, but I don't think that he's intimidated by it, and I don't think that it's going to be something that he ever uses as an excuse. I could be wrong, but, you know, it's just the baseball is the baseball, and if you hit it and you hit it hard. Good things are going to happen. Right. So I do think about the future, and Buster even answered a question about, you know, we've had a conversation about what happens when Bryce Eldridge eventually comes up and plays first, and so that's already been discussed, yeah. And I don't know if it's a hybrid of DH and first, still mostly DH, but when Bryce needs a day, you pop him over at first. And I also liked what Bob Melvin said about, you know, if you can play third, you can play first.
Exactly.
Reminds me of the line from Dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, if you can pick up a ground ball, then you can learn how to play first. Now, can you be Brandon Belt over there? Maybe not. I don't know how well.
JT Snow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. JT Snow, how good are you at scooping? And then obviously there's the placement of, like, where are you supposed to be, right, when it comes to, you know, balls into the outfield and cutoffs and all those. There's nuances to the position for sure. But, yes, he can play over there. Maybe they won't rush it. I'm with you. I love that Buster already talked to him about Bryce Eldridge. Number one, that shows an unbelievable confidence that the organization has in Bryce Eldridge. But two, it speaks to where we started our conversation today. This entire experience, and I think I'll take this with me. I hope you take this with you. This is a great message for anything you're doing in life. Communication. I don't care if you're talking about a marriage. I don't care if you're talking about parenting, a job, a coworker, whatever. Communication. Rafi Devers is a Giant today because of communication. The breakdown of it in Boston and the fact that it plays perfectly into the strengths of Buster Posey. And you can tell based on a lot of what they said today and the execution of this deal. He is a very, very good communicator. We have heard so many people say it. It's what Willie Adames kept saying when everyone asked him, why did you pick San Francisco? And he kept saying, Buster Posey. He sat down and he laid this whole thing out to me and it looked great and I wanted to be a part of it. So I think that you're really seeing the dividends of the communication that the Giants have put out there. And they'll be ready. It takes the pressure off of Bryce Eldridge. If you have that problem someday, then have that problem someday.
Right.
You don't have that problem today, so let's go play ball.
Right, and you've got options, and I do think that you're going to see some flexibility with, you know, Wilmer Flores actually playing first base. And I think that tonight might be that night because you got Schmidt over at third, right? Until
maybe Schmidt left the game on Sunday True. By fouling a ball. We didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, Wilmer used to be a third baseman. Maybe right. put him over there. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're going to put Wilmer back on the field, to me, you put him at first. But you're right. The Schmidt little ding that he took might play into it. But we just know that he's going to bat third, Devers tonight, and he's going to DH. And Bob Melvin made it sound like he's going to bat third. You can go ahead and put him in at third. And as we were talking before about, you've got five legitimate guys in your lineup now who are going to be here for years to come. And you can start thinking about a lineup, whether it's Jung Hoo and then Elliott and then Devers and then, you know, Adames and then Chappie, whatever the lineup is going to be.
Brother.
It feels like for the first time in, what, 5 years, you got yourself a lineup
now. You got a lineup. Yeah. You got a real lineup.
You got
lineup.
A middle of the lineup like you've been talking about,
you got a
right?
middle of the order. You have a group now that's going to be there every day, and when the lineup does turn over, you know, as soon as Patrick Bailey and the Christian Cosses and Tyler Fitzgeralds of the world are done doing what they're doing, it's going to flip over. And as Bob Melvin said in this press conference, if I'm a manager on the other team, I worry about that lineup flipping over. I have to know, when is Rafi Devers coming up to the plate? And now, I think Buster also pointed this out in his opening comment about Rafi being a dude, and he talked about how he will make the other players better. I think sometimes people look at baseball, and it's like, well, you're not passing the ball to each other. How the hell is he going to make everybody better? Well, here's the answer to that. These guys are about to see different pitches. Right? Whoever is in that number two hole, whether it's Ramos or Adames, you about to see some different pitches because they don't want to throw them to Rafi Devers. Because as good as some of the hitters are with the Giants right now, I know Adames has struggled, but he has been a very good hitter in the past. Ramos is young. He is a good hitter. Jung Hoo Lee is young. He is a good hitter. None of them are Rafi Devers.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Well, you told me to interrupt with the breaking news, Sounder. When we have a lineup, and we do have a lineup. Jung Hoo Lee leading off. Willie Adames batting second. Rafi Devers is the third hitter. Elliot Ramos hitting cleanup. Dominic Smith playing first and hitting fifth. Casey Schmidt playing third and batting sixth. Then Yastrzemski seventh in right. Tyler Fitzgerald eighth at second. And Andrew Kisner is catching and batting ninth.
That's fascinating. Wilmer Flores is not playing tonight.
Yep.
I mean, that is fascinating to me. And it says a couple of things. And the first of which is the Giants are digging their heels in with regard to Wilmer not playing in the field. It sounds like they just really do not want to do that. Now, there is a win and a loss tucked into that. Look, Devers is in the lineup, so whatever. You make that concession. But that is taking your top run producer out of the lineup, number one. Number two, though, that late inning pinch hitter that the Giants have not had, here he is. You know, you get into that tie game in the eighth inning, and you do have a Christian Koss, or there's a lefty on the mound, and Mike Yastrzemski is due up or whatever. You now have a real option to turn to drive in a run. That's not the worst thing in the world.
No, and I'm thinking back to your rant a couple of weeks ago when they were on that non-scoring binge, and you had guys up there in late game situations, and you're bunting because you don't have the hitters. Yeah, and you don't even have a hitter on the bench to where you can throw a guy in there and make something happen. So that's a good way to look at it. And also, not to be too cynical or look too far down the road, but you might have an ability to trade Wilmer Flores if this is going to be the situation, right?
And maybe.
I mean, if you want to look for a a left-handed bat and a prospect or something, if you're not going to use them as much as you have, it's a possibility.
This is just me. I'm going to be ready for injury. I don't want to start trading people just because, you know, like this is one thing that hasn't been talked about yet, but it might be soon. You know, I know Justin Verlander is about to return. So it's like, okay, you can trade Kyle Harrison. Well, Justin's 43. Like, what happens if there's now another injury in the starting rotation? Where do you turn? I don't know. And they have some options. You can pull someone up from the minors. There are guys in the bullpen, Sean Jelly, whatever, that you can do a spot start with. But I don't want to just strip the depth of the team because you can. I'm keeping Wilmer Flores, and I'm using him in certain spots. And when Rafi Devers is ready to go play first base, then Wilmer Flores is going to be your DH again. I think that that'll happen soon. So I think it's temporary. Yeah, Grandy, what
else
you got?
Also, just real quick, who knows how this will play out the rest of the year, or at least until Chapman comes back. But Slade Ciccone is on the bump for the Guardians. He's a right-handed pitcher. Dominic Smith, a lefty, and Flores, a righty. So,
yeah, so you
that
could
might
also,
just be as simple as that.
And maybe that is a mid-game sort of a like replacement, and you could put Flo out there at first base. Or maybe the Giants are truly saying, we're not doing it. We're not putting the guy in the field. I don't know. Time will tell on that. But, whoo, that was a half hour with a whole lot of answers, wasn't it? Devers is batting third. He's DHing. And Wilmer Flores is on the bench tonight. So let's go from there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ned Coletti's going to join us in 90 minutes. We are sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. We can't wait to be there next week, by the way. We will. Looking forward to that. Our show next Friday. But your phone calls next. And if you missed any of what Jim Bowden said to Steiny and Goo, my goodness, Giants fans, it was a tidal wave of awesomeness. We'll play some of that for you coming up next on Willard and Dick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was not Rafi Devers. Those were Rafi's words through an interpreter with the San Francisco Giants at the introductory press conference, which just took place and wrapped about, I would say about 10 to 15 minutes ago over at Oracle Park. But we can sort of summarize it with this. If you're a Giants fan, I think it was everything you wanted to hear. If you're a Red Sox fan, that made you barf.
Oh, yeah. You mad.
I would think.
When he says, I'm here to do whatever they ask me to
whatever.
Do. Right.
Whatever.
And, yeah, it just gives me a little bit of Jimmy Butler vibes in that, you know, Jimmy was obviously upset with his situation, and he comes here, and he's immediately a do-it-all Buddy Hield's best friend. You know, help to make everyone else around him. And so Heat fan, I'm sure, can be a little bit frustrated because he left your team and not that he went here and was amazing. He was really, really good.
Nope.
And the other comp for me with Jimmy Butler is I think that Devers is going to make people around him better. Like you were saying, the lineup now becomes a lot tougher to navigate. And if you don't want to face him and you've got Adamas hitting before him, Willie's going to get a lot more pitches to hit in certain situations.
Yeah, and maybe that's exactly what Adamas needs. So they do keep him in the two hole. Devers will be third. Ramos will be fourth. Flores is not playing, which I think, you know, on a day like today, Giants fans are so excited. It's like, who cares? It is interesting. I mean, he's been your most productive player as far as driving in runs, and they just flat threw him to the bench. Grandy obviously brought up a fair point, which is you've got a right-handed pitcher throwing, so Dominic Smith plays first base. I don't know how long Dominic Smith is for this team once Devers kind of becomes their first baseman or an option at first and Chapman comes back. I don't know. You know what I mean? If he stays on the roster, he's also been pretty good, though, and he's a very good defensive player over at first, and the Giants value that. So that's another thing that you're seeing them do here. They're keeping their infield defense intact. Casey Schmidt is healthy enough to play, so he will. He's at third. Dominic Smith at first. Devers will DH. Flores will be off the bench. And then you go from there. But, boy, it is it's a completely different-looking lineup that will be backing up Robbie Ray. And, yes, Adamas has his good friend and incredible hitter now, in the on-deck circle when he's hitting, and that has got to help him go.
Yeah, and it's going to help, I think, the pitchers be able to relax a little bit too, knowing that you don't have to be so precise and finite. And we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago about, you know, pitchers pressing. When your team's only scoring two runs in a game, it's hard not to press. And now you've got a real middle of the order that is going to strike fear into opponents. You know, this lineup has got some thump now when you go. Even Jung-Hoo Lee, he's got some pop, but he's a great hitter. And then you go to Adamas, and then you go to Devers, and you get Ramos. And when Chapman's back, all of a sudden you've got a nice string of hitters who can really break open a game in a hurry with their bat.
I can't wait for the game tonight.
I can't either.
I can't wait for the game tonight. And it's Tuesday, and the Guardians are here.
Right?
Like, whatever.
You can throw the records out when these two teams get together.
They're both pretty good records, actually.
Yep.
Jim Bowden, who was on with Stein and Goo, before we play some of that, I want to read to you a tweet that he just sent after he listened to the Rafael Devers press conference. He just put out a quote that was exactly what you just played, Grandy. Quote, I'm here to play wherever they want me to play. And Bowden then tacks on and says, lesson to the Red Sox. Communication matters. Building relationships with players is of the utmost importance. That's what Jim had to say after listening to Devers talk. And so maybe they're doing this in Boston. I don't know. We do have a tendency to do this, right? Jimmy Butler comes from Miami. Well, who was right? Was Jimmy out of line or was the Heat? Are they old guys? And they we do this. And in the end, I would argue, it does not mean that you automatically placate to the player. But in the end, I don't think the answer to the question matters of who was wrong. The bottom line is, if the star leaves your team, you lose. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
You lose. I don't even know what else to say to you, Boston. I don't know how the hell you can pitch this as a good deal. I mean, their GM literally came out yesterday and said, I can see a scenario where we're going to win more games now because he's not here. Really? Tell me about your dream, Craig. That's ludicrous. It's ludicrous to say something like that.
It's possible, but it's more of a long shot. Like, if he was that bad of a clubhouse guy, it's possible that the players who are still there play better because the guy that they thought was a bad guy is now gone. As much as we give Adamas credit for being a positive force, and even when he was hitting a buck 93 or whatever, it's like, yeah, he's still a great clubhouse guy. He's still a net positive. The same could be true for taking out a negative player.
Right, but it's not quantifiable. In other words, you're never going to be able to go to the end of the year and be like, well, here's what we would have won if Rafi was still here.
But they could go out and win more than what they've done so far.
They can go do great. That absolutely could happen. I don't really foresee it. But, as good as they've played lately, they're still in fourth place in a five-team division. So I don't really foresee that. But, it's not even really necessarily the point. I think that that's part of a minor smear campaign that the Red Sox started yesterday. And listen, we've all talked to a lot of people who at least are getting the vibe from inside the clubhouse, from players who have played with Rafael before. Bowden even talked about it. He's like, this is not, don't do this. This is not a bad guy who was causing all kinds of problems with the Red Sox. If he was causing so many problems, how the hell were you playing so well for the last 2 weeks, Red Sox? How the hell did you win a ring with him? Like, all of these things already happened. So how much of a cancer can the guy be? For me, the bottom line is, and I'm not saying you do this at all costs. I mean, I know some people's brains go to, okay, acquire a star player at all costs. And here I am telling you 3 weeks ago, I don't want the Warriors to. I don't even think it's not, I don't want, I don't think it's possible for the Warriors to get into a Giannis conversation. But the bottom line in sports, and for me, more so in baseball than any others, because there's just not many of these guys in baseball. If you lose the star, you lose. You lose. I mean, even if Kyle Harrison ends up being really good, it's going to take a while. You didn't even put him on your roster to start this whole thing.
Nah, because I think you need him to work on things and get better. If he was that amazing, like if you would have gotten Hayden Birdsong or Landon Roop in the trade, I would imagine they would go right into the starting rotation. But with Kyle Harrison, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, I'm not trying to throw shade at the kid, but he throws the fastball almost 70% of the time, and his other two pitches get knocked around the park pretty regularly. So that's something that he has to work on, and you work on that in AAA. But for the trade for the Giants right now, hard to imagine this not being a boffo success, at least in the front half of the deal. You look at it, and it is 8 more years, and they owe him $222 million, although I think Jim said in his interview with Steiny and Goose, some of that is deferred.
It's $254 million, and some of it is deferred.
Right.
Yes.
I think it's $7 million a year is deferred. So that kind of helps you short term. You eventually have to pay the money anyway. But
chump change, especially 8 years from now.
And I do think we should put a little respect and show a little love to Greg Johnson and the Johnson family
because
they have opened up the purse strings first with Adamas, and even before that, it was Chapman. And Jung-Hoo Lee got a long-term deal, and so you start thinking about the future, and Robbie Ray only has one more year. I would love to see them open it up for Robbie Ray and keep him around as a Giant because he's been so good.
We'll see. I mean, he's going to be 35 years old when his deal is up, obviously you had another year and a half. No need to worry about that now, especially with the pitching that you do have on the farm. Maybe there's more that's developed, and you've got a better picture of what that looks like at the time. But for me, your point is a valid one from this perspective. And I said this to Grandy yesterday. Sunday night was the moment I started trusting the current Giants ownership. And that's all it means for me. I didn't until then. I didn't know. All I knew is that you kept coming in second. And I've heard plenty of people say that some felt that it was purposeful to make it look like they wanted to spend money, but then not. And I get why people feel that way. I don't really buy the conspiracy theory, But when you keep coming in second and then you finally land a guy and then you cancel that deal as you're on your way to the press conference, like, yeah, you're going to have some people looking at you sideways going, do you really want to spend this money? I don't know if you do. I know you're making money. I know my slice of pizza is $12, and I know there's nowhere to park anymore because of your Mission Rock project that you own. I get that you're making money hand over fist, but are you ready to spend it for this to actually be an exciting winner? And the second that they did this deal, I went, okay, I have my answer.
Right.
You're in.
Yeah. You officially now have reached a point where we don't question your motives and question your willingness to spend. And, you know, you look across the contracts, they've got now, I think, 3 or 4 contracts that are sitting on 9 figures. And we've said this all along about, you know, getting a hitter to play at Oracle Park. No one wants to come here. Nobody like us. And we can't get free agents. They have to do it by trade. And here they do it by trade for a guy who you owe more than $220 million to over a long period of time. So we've all been saying this. The only way they're going to get a hitter is if they trade for one. Yeah. And they traded for one.
Or so. Draft one and develop them. And
which
hopefully
maybe they're doing that.
And maybe Bryce Eldridge will be the next one.
We'll have to hit some Bryce watch at some point. I hope you guys have been keeping it rolling.
It's not really. No, we haven't. Because
we got to give the bad with the good.
Well, it kind of got, you know, beat to the punch here a little bit by Rafi Devers.
Sure. It's like a little bit, I
like,
get
let's
it.
Be, you know, let's be real. The buzz and the drumbeat of bring Bryce up, it stops now.
For sure.
It stops. You know what I mean? And that doesn't have to do with the fact that, yes, he's only had 2 hits in the last week.
Well, yeah.
And they're singles. But whatever. Yeah. No, he did have a homer a few nights ago.
Yeah.
He's fine.
But
I'm not worried about
him. But if he was going bananas, then,
well,
you know.
If he was pushing for a call-up.
Yes.
But two things have happened. A, he's not hitting the ball great. And B, the Giants made this little trade I don't know if everybody heard about.
Yeah. Rafael Devers trade.
Yeah.
And he'll debut here in about 3 hours and 15 minutes and hitting in the 3-hole and DHing, rocket number 16, which the list of guys who wore 16 is not illustrious. So he could be, by the end of the day, the best Giant to ever wear 16.
By the end of the day. I want to play this for you because there are all of these questions, right? Now it's a he said, or they say, we say kind of a thing with regard to Boston. Is he a bad clubhouse guy? Here's one thing that Jim Bowden said. Longtime baseball GM, now analyst, and he had a great conversation with Steiny and Goo earlier today. Listen to what he says specifically about Rafi.
The Giants have not had a left-hand power bat like this since Barry Bonds. Mm. He's hit 30 homers 3 different times in his career. He's going to do it again this year for the 4th time. You know, he's a 3.8 WAR player per 162 games. That's what he is. He's 28 years old in his prime. He can flat out hit, and he has a good personality too, so don't listen to what people are saying in New England about him, because this is a great, great kid.
There you go. Don't listen to what people are saying about him in New England. Exactly. Exactly. Don't go up to the person who just broke up with someone and then tell me about him. You're probably not going to get a straight answer. Now, look, I don't know how this is going to go. I do know that one of the first observations, and I really want to share this with the radio audience, because you're cruising around today and you were doing this blind. You couldn't see this press conference. Most of you, I would think, only heard it. But if you could see it, I will tell you, and this hit all of us in the room as we had it on in the TV behind us. Rafi looked so happy. He looked so happy. And it's not like he just got paid. He was already getting paid. But he looks like somebody who just got freed from a bad relationship. And I don't know how this one is going to go, but that's how it starts.
Right. And that's why it was giving me big time Jimmy Butler vibes, because, you know, Jimmy right away was just like, you know, I'm playing with Steph and Draymond. I'm playing with one of the best ever to do it in this organization, and they've won and this and that. And all we heard from Jimmy, all we saw from Jimmy was great effort, instantly great teammate, and the Warriors went on a crazy win streak. And the Giants have already been doing pretty well. 3-3 road trip was a little bit of a letdown after, you know, you dropped that one in Colorado and you had a chance, you know, against the Dodgers and you dropped 2 of the 3. But what if the Giants go on a Warriors-esque run what was it, 18-5 with Jimmy?
I think it was even better than that.
To end the regular season, something like that.
Ended up like 23-5 or something like that.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Yeah, but whatever. The numbers aren't as important as the
numbers are numbers.
The impact. Yeah, I mean, if the Giants can have that sort of a lift, and they've been playing great ball, 10 above all year. So
yeah, they're a good team already.
If you get that lift heading into the break, and then you get Chapman back soon, all of a sudden, you might be thinking about an NL West pennant. That's not out of the question, you know?
It's not out of the question at all. And in fact, I think, you know, a lot of what Bowden had to say was along those lines. Let me, which one is the one here with regard to kind of the Giants' playoff chances? Check this out. This is a cool answer with regard to what this does for the Giants as a potential postseason team.
I thought before the trade they were a wild card team, and I thought they were a wild card team because of the pitching and the defense and the development of some of the young pitching and the fact that Robbie Ray's got that changeup going. And so when you got him and Webb at the top, and then you got Birdsong and Roop, you got a really good four man rotation. You got Doval pitching better, and it's a decent defensive team for sure, especially when Chapman's out there. So I felt like this was a wild card team. Now I feel like it's a playoff team. So I'm not going to go as far as telling you I think they're going to beat the Dodgers and win the division. I think that's going to depend upon the health of Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell and Ohtani and that starting pitching the Dodgers have. Dodgers still have a better lineup top to bottom. That's not going to change. But are the Giants good enough to win the division right now? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Mm. And if not, they're a playoff team.
Okay, I think that is an absolutely perfect assessment. It's funny because some people will like, wait a minute, a wild card team is a playoff team. What he means, though, is I think prior to this trade, the Giants had a really good chance to make the postseason, but probably not do a lot when they got there. Now he sees it as a team that he expects to make the playoffs and compete and contend when they get there, whether it's out of the wild card or the division. And yes, the division is on the table. I think that's a perfect assessment.
Right. And, you know, if you make the playoffs with this rotation, we always were saying, you know, you can make noise and you can be a tough out for anyone. And now you add in a legitimate middle of the order power threat, and you've got a lineup now that can get elongated based on how guys are going and Chapman comes back. Now you've got more than just a one-trick pony type of team. Looking at the odds to win the NL West right now, according to Vegas Insider, the Giants opened at plus 3,000, 30-1, and they're currently at plus 900, according to Bet365.
Okay.
So
I wonder what they were Saturday versus what they are today.
Yeah. They probably were about plus 1,800, and they might have been behind the Padres. They're now the second choice.
Second favorite.
On the board.
Yep.
And you know, the Padres and then the D-backs and the Rockies have a sideways 8, which is infinity. Sideways 8 to 1.
Sideways 8, yeah. We may need to, I may need to play some of this for you. This is a little off the map, and maybe we'll do it coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Literally, our text line is flooded right now from multiple numbers that would like to know what Dan Dibley thinks about the Jonathan Papelbon comments from yesterday. Does he do a podcast called The Pappy Hour? Or did we just, I remember like, because a lot of people were like, dude, it's happy hour where he is. And I'm like, oh, let's call it Pappy Hour. And then I think some people were like, no, that's the name of his thing. Does he have a thing called Pappy Hour?
If he does, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Anyway.
Why would they want me to weigh in particular? Because I'm a baseball aficionado? Because I've been around the block a time or two?
Yeah, no, just because you're, as Buster Posey described people, you're a dude.
Oh.
And Jonathan Papelbon was like a whole experience.
Okay.
He was an experience, man. He was a journey.
Yeah.
It wasn't just his thoughts, but yeah, 408, can we get Dib's thoughts on the Pappy Hour interview?
Okay.
Yeah. And then 510, according to Jonathan Papelbon, guy was a cancer in the clubhouse. You lose, Boston. 650, Papelbon couldn't even get an interview with Devers. That's the true statement. Papelbon said he'd been trying for years to get an interview with Devers. He offered to learn Spanish and do it in Spanish. And he said he still couldn't get him to do it.
Man, that's tough.
I don't know. He already did a bunch of interviews already here in San Francisco.
Yep. And if you want your own personal interview with him, you can go to Cameo, and he charges $80 for a personal video.
Devers does?
No, or Papelbon. Yeah. Because I was trying to find the name of his podcast.
Well, we got one from, we didn't pay for yesterday, did we? That was free. All right. Yeah, he did an interview with us for free.
Okay.
So you don't need to go to
Cameo.
You don't need to go there. You just listen to 95.7 The Game.
All right. Sounds good.
You can hear most of the words.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cell phone cuts out.
Okay. I do want to hear the clip, but.
All right. We'll do that in a little bit. There is one more Bowden that I would really love to get everybody's thoughts on. And this is kind of an 888-957-9570 type of a comment. And I want to give Guru credit for this one because I'm pretty sure that this was his question. And the question was, does this deal get done if not for Buster Posey?
Wow.
Does this deal get done if Farhan is still running the Giants?
I don't. I think this is a Buster Posey deal. I think he and Zach Manassian, who appear to have a great relationship, I think the ownership plays a big part, and I think Buster Posey's leadership plays a big part because he understands, you know, one of the things that's sometimes hard to explain to owners when you're trying to make transactions or deals of this magnitude, they sometimes have a hard time understanding all the issues. And they might have struggled with Devers refusing to go to DH initially and refusing to go to first. And why would Boston and all those kind of things. And Buster's experience in a calm way, I think he's got the trust of ownership to let him make those final decisions. And I think that's huge. I'm not sure if Farhan would have had as easy a job getting it approved, but I don't know that as a fact.
Okay. So this is one thing I'm hearing a lot of today. And it does feel a little victory lap-ish kind of on the history of Farhan Zaidi, and I get it. What I think that Jim is saying here is that, a deal like this, and I said this earlier, I think it really brings to the forefront Buster Posey's strengths, and that is communication. Whether he's communicating with ownership and explaining why this is necessary, whether he's communicating with another team on how to get this done, whether he's communicating directly with a player on how this clubhouse works and how they're going to get this team over the top and win World Series championships, because, oh, by the way, he won three of them as the big dog in the clubhouse, and therefore that garners respect. That is not and was not Farhan's strength. That would, like, Farhan would have overthought this. Farhan would have gotten a little bit too, in my opinion, mathematical about this. He would have gotten into a point where he wanted to sort of like be patient with it and see, like, is this the right move? I don't want to make the wrong move kind of a thing. And so, listen, sometimes that's not the worst thing in the world. In this particular case, I think it would have been a net negative. So I kind of agree this is a Buster Posey deal. But when we talk about Rafi Devers being a heist on a day when Robbie Ray is about to pitch, don't forget that that was a heist also. Mitch Haniger's out of baseball.
Yep.
Di Sclafani was out of baseball until Arizona signed him for minimum wage 2 days ago. And you've got a Cy Young candidate for those two guys in Robbie Ray. So listen, I'm all in on Buster Posey, but there's some Farhan fingerprints on this, and I don't really love that today a lot of people are dancing on his grave.
Yeah, it's unnecessary because, like you said, he did a lot of great things, and he was known for the trade. Most of them were micro, and the Robbie Ray one was a bit head-scratching because he was going through Tommy John, and then you knew he'd come back, and last year he wasn't himself. He did okay. They shut him down, and then this year he's been back, all the way back. My real curiosity, though, Mark, is why the Giants' ownership now, since Buster came back, is willing to spend this kind of money. Adames got almost $200 million, and now you're paying Devers more than $200 million, and all of a sudden now it seems like the ownership has changed their direction and their approach as well.
Manassian would tell you that they haven't, that they've been willing all along, but it needs to be sold on them, and I do think that's one area where Buster is doing a much better job, maybe than Farhan did. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance, July 19th, Oracle Park, we're giving you that chance in the 4 o'clock hour, which you can read a clock, is not far away, and we'll do it all week long right here on Willard and Dibbs every day, and then one of the five winners going to get randomly selected and upgraded to a couple of sweet tickets. This is all courtesy of Live Nation. Keep listening in the 4 o'clock hour. When the time comes, we'll give you instructions on what to do. And if you'd like to buy My Chemical Romance sweet tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ned Coletti in an hour. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get to some of this Papelbon
stuff. I can't wait.
Coming up next on Willard and Dibb.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Yeah, we talked to him a little bit today, and like he said, he goes, I'll play wherever you want me to play. I'll hit wherever you want me to hit. So that's how it started. He's going to DH today. He's going to hit in the three spot. We're going to work him in and get him some ground balls at first and make sure he's comfortable before we put him over there. And that's pretty much the way we look at it right now, a little bit of DH and a little bit of first.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, he's going to be your first baseman, but not yet. But he's not playing third either. And as I sort of stated earlier, if you're not going to play third tonight, you're not going to play third.
Probably not.
Like, that'd be an emergency.
Well, and Bob said, we're going to get him some ground balls over at first, and we're going to, work him and wait until he's ready, and then we're going to pop him in there, which means you're not going to hit him balls for him to play first and then play him at third, especially when he's not the best third baseman defensively, and you're built on pitching and defense. Casey Schmidt, good enough to play tonight, better third baseman defensively than Devers. So, yeah, that's what you're going to do. And I don't know, beyond that, would it be Fitz? Would he go over and play third before Chappie came back?
Christian Koss is up right now
because of
injuries, and he is who went and played third base in L.A. the other night when Schmidt fouled the ball off of his foot. So that's an option. And then, you do have emergency people to put over there, which would be Devers, could even be Flores. But again, it seems to me the Giants are drawing a line in the sand, which is Wilmer Flores is not playing in the field this year.
that seems to be the way.
Period.
And I'm just looking at what he's done this year, and he has played 28 innings at first base, Wilmer Flores. And he's played in 70 of the 72, and he's DH'd in 63 of them.
Yeah.
And he pinch hit a few times, but when he's in the lineup, he's your DH. And I do think that what they discovered this year is when he's fresher, he's awesome.
Yeah, you may see, like, and again, if he's been there a bit, and you know, Grandy brought this up, maybe until Chapman gets back, you're looking at a first base platoon between Dominic Smith and Wilmer Flores. If they are going to put him in there at all, maybe they won't. I don't know. But until they feel Devers is ready, but when Devers is ready, I really do believe that's what this is going to be. I think he's going to be your first baseman.
What do you think? I'm sorry, Grandy. Yeah. I just was going to ask, and you can certainly answer. What's the time frame for a guy to get ready to play first when he's never played first in the bigs? Like, what feels to you like that might be the time?
Obviously, it's just based on when he feels ready. But I loved Melvin's answer, which was that if you can play third in the bigs, you can play first in the bigs. So I think it's just a matter of him getting out of whatever this argument was about it in Boston. Wrap your head around it. Go start taking balls over there. When does he feel ready? Yeah, like a couple weeks, maybe? A couple weeks?
I don't know, something like that.
And maybe also, I would bet if I were Bo Mel, I'd be thinking in the back of my mind, be ready to play first once Chapman is back and ready to play third, because that has all kinds of lineup ripples and effects and everything like that. And that's when you can really unveil your new lineup and put Wilmer back in as the DH and have Devers and Chapman in the lineup as well.
I was just going to say, you guys are talking about who's even available and who can play third and first and all that. You can't add Devers to this team without sending somebody out. And there has been an official roster move. Daniel Johnson, the outfielder, pride of Vallejo, he's been optioned to AAA.
And he just whacked a home run the other night.
In L.A.,
his last at bat as
on
a
Sunday.
Giant was a home run.
Well, he might be back.
Yeah, although, no, he was just getting sent down.
Yeah, and you get down there, though, and there is some competition on next guy to get called up.
As far as
outfielders,
as outfield? Yeah, I mean, sure. There's always, you know, I think that's kind of, he was a circumstantial call up to begin with both injuries and guys that they were moving off of. So yeah, they're not deep out there in outfield, but there are other guys who can go out there in a pinch. But yeah, for the moment, this is kind of like, I guess, could you call it good news for Mike Yastrzemski, who's worked his way out of the slump a little bit on this road trip? You know, this was like, we were all eyes on Adames and the three home runs that he hit, but Yaz had a pretty good road trip. And I think right now, with the way this lineup is playing out, he's got a stranglehold on right field for right now.
And again, if you think about pitching and defense as still the backbone for what you're trying to be, and you get Chapman back, and maybe you can put, you know, Devers as your DH more so, and you got Yaz, who's a good right fielder, and Jung Woo Lee can go out there and get it. And so you've got Adames at short, who, as he hits, I think his defense will continue to improve. But you want your best defensive team out there first and foremost, while also having your good offense.
Dare I say, and I know everyone's been asking for everyday players, dare I say that come July, the Giants actually have an everyday player at every position? All of them. Your outfield, Ramos, Lee, Yaz, infield, Chapman, Adames, Fitzgerald, and Devers. Your catcher is Bailey. Flores is your DH. Schmidt is your super utility. And then, you know, if you want to keep Dominic Smith as a left-handed hitter off of the bench, you know, Cost probably is not long for this team. He's going to get sent down when Chapman comes back. You've got a backup catcher. Let's play ball. I could see the Giants, and there'll be injuries, and there needs to be days off and all of those things, but it feels to me like that's what the Giants are starting to lean into. An everyday lineup from top to bottom.
Right.
The whole damn thing.
Might have a little battle at second based on who's hitting better
Or Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he can be super utility. He can play anywhere in the infield.
And Fitz can too, right? Can't he move over and play second and short, and he can play the outfield. We know that.
But Schmidt now, with his work at first, can literally handle all four positions.
Yeah.
He's played all four on this team.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? So that truly puts you in that sort of super utility situation. But I mean, the way that they're kind of like playing it right now, that's what it feels like we're moving toward.
Which is great, which is what we've been clamoring for. And you mentioned Patrick Bailey, and I do think that this move, much like the Jimmy Butler makes everyone around him better move. Well, now if you're Patrick Bailey, you have even less pressure to be an offensive force because you obviously don't want to hit .185 all year, but when you've got additional bats and additional run producers now, you can go out there and you can hit .185 and be a great defensive catcher, and it's a little bit less offensive.
Well, Buster Posey, and I've heard this over at the ballpark 1,000 times, Buster Posey sees that catcher position first and foremost. And this is coming from someone who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday because of the way he could hit. But first and foremost, that catcher position is in charge of the pitching staff. And so anybody who wants to replace Patrick Bailey, I can already tell you right now, the answer is unequivocally no. You're right. If he hits .185, bummer, but he hits .185. Handle that pitching staff. Make sure that they are getting every strike call that you can get. Make sure that you keep throwing runners out at second base the best you can. Be in charge of that pitching staff. And especially with now what the rest of the lineup looks like, we will take whatever we get from you offensively. Thank you very much for being here and staying healthy.
Yeah.
Period.
End of sentence.
That's his job.
That's right. And it can be his job more comfortably now because you've got Devers. And if Adames continues to trend in the right direction, and ever since he had that day off, he's actually has an OPS over 1,000. Just 6 games, 3 in Colorado, 3 in LA, but he, over the last week, has been much closer to the player you thought you were getting. And if Chapman comes back in the middle of July or the beginning of July, whenever it is, he was tearing the cover off the ball. Hopefully he can yak in again, and all of a sudden now you've got an offense because Ramos has been, he's been terrific
Ramos
this year.
Has been your most consistent guy. You know, I mean, Flores too, but Ramos does it with a little bit more pizzazz and a little bit more, you know, obviously legs on the base paths and whatnot, sometimes a little bit too much legs on the base paths. But, yeah, Ramos has been your best all-around player. Flores has been your best run producer. If Adames can start to look the way that he looked over the last week, then yeah. Yeah. And now Devers is in the lineup too. Like, holy hell, man. You know, it's been the message of the year, in my opinion, in Bay Area sports, which is, look how one guy can change everything.
Yeah.
That's been completely the message to me. I mean, and I think that it even happened with the Niners. If you want to extend this back a couple of years, you could easily make the case that that's who Christian McCaffrey was when they acquired him and then when they subsequently lost him. Look what one guy can do for your organization. McCaffrey, Butler, and now the hope is Devers.
And it feels like, in baseball especially, it's more subtle as far as what it does to the players around him because he can be great and hot, and if the other 8 hitters aren't pulling their weight, well, it probably won't portend into great offense. But the subtle part of it is what happens to a batting order when you've got somebody like Rafael Devers who's such a dangerous at-bat. It makes pitchers treat the guys around him differently.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, who play in an hour, and you can hear it on the Odyssey app. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.